The Director of Crops, Ministry of Food and Agriculture, Santi Krobia, has advised farmers to properly follow guidelines in applying chemicals to combat the armyworms. This follows complaints that the chemicals are ineffective. In an interview with Radio Ghana, Mr. Santi urged farmers who are facing challenges to contact the extension offices for assistance. He said the farmers need to spray their farms 3 times in 2 weeks, and the ministry is ensuring that the chemicals are available in the districts to contain the situation.
Currently, what we have done is to make sure that the district has enough chemicals to give to farmers to do spraying. So even the northern parts of the country, where planting has not started, we have sent chemical stocks to all the districts to make sure that they have chemicals on hand. There is a challenge with the current fall armyworm, and based on that, we are educating farmers to also assist us. What is happening is, if the worm is very young, they easily die with one spraying of chemical. If they mature before you spray them, the first one may not work. So we are giving chemicals to the farmers so that they do 3 sprayings within 2 weeks. We do the first spraying, that chemical is different. The next spraying, we give them a different type of chemical. Then the third spraying, we give them a different type of chemical. So every field where there is infestation, the farmers are to do 3 quick sprayings. The following worm, it's a different type of armyworm, and because of that, its control is a little bit of a challenge. So we know that the 3 different types of chemicals definitely let you be able to bring them down. Secondly, not that at times the chemicals do not work. When you spray and kill the one there now, within 4 or 5 days, you have to visit the farm again, because the insect that is spreading the armyworm is a butterfly. The butterfly lays eggs, and the eggs hatches into the armyworm. So when you kill this one, it may be that the butterfly is around, because they fly, so we are not able to get them and spray them. So the farmer, after spraying, you don't have to go and see that, oh, I've sprayed, I've killed them all. You still have to go back and be inspecting, so that as you inspect and you see more, then you go for more chemicals and you do the control. So there have been reoccurrence where farmers are complain that maybe we sprayed, they didn't die. When you spray and kill, still you have to inspect, because there can be reinfestation, so that you continually control.
And we understand there was a plan to have agric extension officers assist the farmers in this exercise.
Right.
Are they assisting them?
Yeah, what is happening, not that we don't have extension officers on ground. We already have over 2,000 extension officers in the country, who are assisting the farmers, working with them, directing them, and helping them apply the chemicals. Only that we need more numbers. That is why we are working with YEA, Youth and Employment Agency, to recruit additional ones. Those ones have also been posted to go and support those existing ones on the field. So they are really on the field assisting them. It's the extension officers who are liaising with the farmers directly. The farmers report to them, they collect chemicals and give it to them. So they are assisting them.
So what would you say to farmers who are still complaining that the chemical isn't working?
Those farmers should quickly contact their extension officers, and then the extension officers will give them the guidance, as I've been explaining, report so that the officers go to the ground and see what they can do to assist so that we control them completely.
That was Director of Crops, Ministry of Food and Agriculture, Santi Krobia. Meanwhile, the chairman of the National Farmers and Fishermen Association, Davies Kabo, has asked farmers to report early any sign of any armyworm invasion to the authorities. He appealed to the Ministry of Food and Agriculture to liaise with farmers-based organizations to fight the worms. Mr. Kabo said the attack by the armyworms could affect the planting for food and jobs program if it continues.
The fall armyworm is here with us, and we need to deal with it. And for the past days, I know the ministry for sure sends some chemicals around for people to spray. And we also have feedback that the farmers are saying it's not working. I personally have not gone on the phone to ascertain the problem. The issue of the current chemicals brought in by the ministry, which the farmers are saying is not working. So for me now, I'll say speculation. But then again, I think once farmers are saying something, we need to quickly follow up. What I think we should do is we should have 3 issues here. I mean, ways of combating it. 2 issues. We need to have the strategic control and also the crop control. The strategic control, where we aims at preventing the spread of the armyworm outbreak from one region to the other, and is directed against primary outbreaks, which are critical. The objective of this is to kill as many armyworms as possible on crops and pass that before it migrates. And this one, it means the largest and the densest outbreak are attacked first with insecticides, mainly systemic pyrethroids. So these are the things I think we do. We should also look at the crop protection, where we use a strategy to against secondary outbreak by locating and killing the early insect larvae, ensure proper weed control program as well. You see, once you do most of this, then I think we'll be on course. I think that the recommended insecticide should be the ones with this active ingredient, the diazole, the acetamiprate, then the bifenthrin, the benzoate as well. I mean, these ones will be able to combat it effectively. So as a country, we should take a second look at it and have a holistic view towards it by spraying the dense affected areas first whilst we move on to the other side. I'm also employing all the farmers to report anything to the Agri Extension officers. By doing so, it will help minimize it. And the farmers, the only way they can do that is to start counting their various farms. This one, they shouldn't look at the threshold being high for the report. Anything they see, I mean, they should be able to report. I think that the farmer-based organizations are needed. The ministry should be able to work with the farmer-based organizations because they have the numbers. They are able to control their farmers to be able to do the right thing.
But do you think this will affect the planting for food and jobs policy? Is that under threat with this invasion of fall army worms?
Yes and no. Yes, because, like I said, the army worm is here with us. And if they spread like wildfire, you understand me? And they destroy a lot. The destruction you can't just talk about. And no, because if we become proactive, then we can, I mean, combat as many as we can. Once we reduce the population, then it means we'll be there by getting rid of them. And in that case, this has been a planting for food and job, it won't really affect it. But if we remain the way we are combating it now, then that one, they are going to differ. That, look, the planting for food and job is really under serious threat.
Davis Kabu is the chairman of the National Farmers and Fishermen Association. Now, there are reports that the army worms have destroyed more than 1,350 hectares of farms in the central region. 522 hectares of farmland have also been infested. The Ministry of Food and Agriculture distributed chemicals to the affected areas to fight the worms, but are the farmers applying them properly on the farms? We go over to our regional correspondent to tell us what the situation is in their areas. First to Kinsley Nanabuodu in the central region. Kinsley, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon, Agatha.
It's Eugenia.
Oh, Eugenia, sorry.
Yes, let's carry on. Now, what's the situation in the central region as we speak?
Well, like you rightly indicated in your intro, the region has never been spared with this disaster you just spoken about. Like the figures that you just threw out as of last week, Friday, reports at the regional agri department indicated that 1,350 hectares of land has been affected. And this, we are talking about 19 districts across the central region. So that is how serious it is. It has also affected most maize farms and, I mean, the cereal, so rice, maize, and other form of cereal that farmers in the region are cultivating. So that's how serious. So as I speak with you, even the 19th district, we should be thinking about at least 20 or 21 districts. That is the situation now here in the central region.
Now, can you confirm that the chemicals are effective in the fight against the worms?
Well, I must indicate that even here at Radio Central here, where I am speaking to you from, there are farmers along our land, and most of them have also cultivated this maize. And I just wanted to find out how serious it is. So they took me around some of their farmlands and some the destruction that is causing to their farm produce, especially maize, is that serious. They also indicated that they have not even received any chemicals. Some have made effort to even go to the Agri ministry to get whether they will get some of the chemicals to come and use, but to no avail. That was yesterday or so. But today, a check at the Agri department indicate that they have received some chemicals. That was on Wednesday, they received some chemicals, and they are yet to, of course, send it to the other district. I believe by now, it should be in the various districts where for the farmers will have access to and use. But I don't think they have received the it yet, because I am told just Wednesday they took delivery of about 2,200 liters of three different types of insecticide. And it is four actually, but three happens to be in insecticide liquid form, but the other one, that's the fourth one, is a powdered form. So I am yet to speak with the farmers, maybe from today, tomorrow going in, to find out from them whether they receive them and how effective it is so far as the usage of it and to defend their farms from this armyworm is concerned. So that is the situation here that we are here to. But as at yesterday, 3 days ago, that I spoke with some farmers, they have not received them. And attempt to even get some of the insecticide and chemicals to spray on their own also proved futile. They were also questioned of whether when the chemical even comes, they are going to buy it or whatever. But it's been confirmed from the regional director of AgriC, that was on Wednesday, and even I've spoken with him today, that it is going to be for free. So we will monitor and find out whether indeed the farmers will receive them for free and how effective it will work for them. But for now, it is dangerously waving and going through the farms and destroying some of the cereals, especially maize in this region.